Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Grass, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guest is here to preview Friday's Evening at Egan lecture titled Sumatra to Southeast Alaska, What the Journey of a Migratory Seabird Can Teach Us. Here in the studio, we have Dr. Sanjay Piare. And the lecture is tomorrow night, Friday night, 7 p.m. at the Egan Lecture Hall. Free, as always, Dr. Piare, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here. So Sumatra to Southeast Alaska, What the Journey of a Migratory Seabird Can Teach Us. That's quite a title.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you, where'd that come from?
It came actually, you know, after recently. It was related to a migratory seabird that I did research on with other collaborators starting in 2006. And after spending time chasing the bird internationally in Southeast Asia, Indonesia, I had a lot of time to think about this and what sort of the big picture is. And that's what I came away with, that this bird is really a messenger to, and it's carrying a message for us, not for itself.
And this is the Aleutian Tern, is
that
right?
The Aleutian Tern, that's right.
All right. Before we get too much into the Aleutian Tern, I have lots of questions about this bird. You teach at UAS. Tell us about a day in the life there for you.
Yeah. A day in the life is you cover a lot of bases at UAS, and we like it that way. We spend a lot of time working with students. We have a lot of conversations with them. We work a lot over their shoulder. And so a lot of my time is spending time with them and teaching. But also we've kind of grown to be pretty engaged too. We do a lot of research and a lot of external, what we call external engagement now.
Got it. And you mostly teach geology or geography, excuse
yeah.
me.
Yeah. I teach sort of like I teach using geographic technology for studying environmental applications. So a lot of mapping using remote sensing or satellite technology. So to study issues, whether it's climate change or hydrology or earth change or for chasing migratory birds.
Right. So speaking of this migratory bird, the Aleutian Tern, please introduce us to this bird. What's it look like and where does it live?
The Aleutian Tern is a seabird. It's relatively uncommon. It's closely related to its sibling species, the Arctic Tern, which many of us see. You might see it out at the glacier. There's a colony that nests out there. We don't actually have Aleutian Terns that nest around here in Alaska. The place that we started studying Aleutian Terns was in Yakutat, a place where I had worked on and off and still do. And the largest known breeding colony is in Yakutat. But it's spread in the Kodiak and other places throughout sort of south central and southwestern Alaska.
Got it. What do they look like?
They look a lot like a tern. You know, I've seen that. You sort of like, you know, I mean, a lot of people say, what's a tern look like? But, you know, you kind of, we have to, sometimes people confuse them with gulls, you know, but terns are smaller. They're quite adept. They spend most of the time on the water. They're the birds that are kind of diving into the water in shallow areas in the channel here and getting little fish. Prey species, and they don't really come onto land very much. So they're pretty much either on water, but the only time they come onto land is essentially to breed and to make nests. And so,
all right.
But you have one distinguishing characteristic, and that's sort of this bright white spot on their forehead, actually.
Okay. So it's October 17th right now.
Yeah.
Have they left Yakutat?
They sure did, and in fact, they left a month or two ago, and they got to Indonesia probably about the majority of them about 6 days ago. If you track the time, you know, from the historically, so within the last 10 days or so, by late September, they're pretty much on. You know, they're getting to Indonesia.
So to do the math, about how many weeks is that?
Let's see. They spend a few weeks. Let's say four to six weeks, not more than that, making the journey from Alaska across the Aleutian chain, a few stops along the way, particularly in the Sea of Japan, work their way down to East China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and then down into Indonesia. So they take their time getting, and part of that might be because they may have young with them who just started to fly within the last few weeks. So there's, we don't know anything about that.
And have you done bird tagging to know about this route?
Yeah, we have. And that's where sort of the, you know, I'm a biologist, but I'm not actually a bird nerd. Full disclosure, there's people better, who are always better than you, who can you know, field questions relating to bird biology. But this is where the geography comes in. And yes, we've managed to fit about 40 birds over the last few years, last 5 or 7 years or so, with a variety of different forms of technology to track them globally. So some of these are relatively simple, but some of them are more sort of oriented towards satellite technology.
Got it. As a person who is steeped in geography and mapping and computer technology and navigating, does it still sort of blow your mind about how these birds can find their way to Indonesia from Yakutat?
It's stunning. It's still stunning. You know, I mean, even though there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of stories and a lot of lore about migratory birds, and even in the popular, you know, training cranes to fly and all that, right? You know, we kind of know they do these amazing things, but there's so much we don't know, and there's so much they're capable of. And just the fact that, you know, we had a bird that we tagged in 2007 and we caught it last year. Some of these still have the tag with them. So they're still carrying that message. And, you know, 8 years later, they've done 16 trips back and forth to Indonesia. That's like 160,000 miles, you know. So that's a lot
of
distance.
I've gotten lost on Douglas Island before.
That's right.
It's remarkable. Okay, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Dr. Sanjay Piare. He is presenting tomorrow night, Friday, as part of the Evening at Egan Lecture Series out at the university. It's free, 7 p.m. at the library. So the title is What the Journey of a Migratory Seabird Can Teach Us. Without giving away your lecture, all of your lecture, can you give us a few takeaways, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think one takeaway is that, you know, this bird is, it's on some hand, it's sort of this very sort of cryptic species. It's relatively uncommon. It's here. We know it's here. Right. Big deal. Another seabird in Alaska. And for years and years, it was just we have lots of seabirds. Lots of seabirds and birds migrate here because it's such a productive environment. But lo and behold, this bird, you know, is a virtual champion in terms of what it does. No other bird does what it does. Goes from between Alaska and Indonesia. It's singularly unique as far as we know. And so and it goes far and it's a pretty resilient bird. And so it's teaching us even in this day and age that although, you know, with technology and everything we know and so many people, we didn't know this here in Alaska. I mean, you know, this is a bird that's here and yet and an entire country of close to a billion people, not quite yet, 700 million people or so, 800 million people in Indonesia, that they don't understand that either. There's sort of a lack of understanding even there about that they – their coastline has a lot of value for other species around the world. And so this bird is kind of telling us that there's a lot of potential out there, I think, for a lot of things for us to still do.
Okay. Again, this is Dr. Sanjay Piare. He'll be presenting tomorrow night, evening at Egan, Friday night at the university. It's free in the Egan Library these days. Is there anything else about your lecture you'd like to share with our listeners?
I just want to say that it's just a remarkable thing that, we are connected to a place and a culture and a region like Indonesia. And it's just one bird is telling us that, you know, we're all part of this bigger vehicle. And I think that that's kind of what this message is, that this bird is carrying. And that, so I think that's sort of like the takeaway that, we can do a lot of reaching out, and there's a lot of potential for us to work together. So I think that that's one of the messages of my lecture.
All right, Dr. Sanjay Piare, 7 p.m. UAS Egan Library. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.